I am Vincenzo Sant'Arcangelo. First of all, I want to say thanks to Pascal Criton, to Deborah Walker, and to Nathalie Forget to be here. It's an honor for me. Let me say I'm feeling like a little boy in Euro Disney, or a teenager. At the Justin Bieber concert, invited by Justin Bieber to join the stage. So Pascal Criton is one of the most important composer in the international scene. I can say she holds a PhD in musicology and she's the artistic director of Art and Facts. Her main interest as a composer as well as her as a researcher is about the multimodality of sound perception. So we share some interests because I am working of this team as a researcher. And this interest, as we will see soon, is present in almost all her productions. She has recently edited two books. The first one is they both come from two encounters very important for your life and for your artistic life. The first one is the Libération du Son, and it contains the written by the several essay about Ivan Vyshnegradsky, a Russian-born composer who spent most of his life in France, in Paris. No? And the second one is about another very important encounter for Pascal Criton, Gilles Deleuze, La Pensée Musique. She met Deleuze in the late 70s. She was invited to speak during his seminar about music, and she will tell more about Deleuze in his talk. And I would like just to make three questions to introduce you. They are all about three key concepts in Deleuze's work, and in particular about Deleuze and music. We know in Mille Plateaux, Deleuze and Guattari spend a lot of pages and pages about music. So the first one, the first keyword is machine. So we have some machines here behind us. And we know in Deleuze's philosophy the concept of machine has a lot of shiftings. But I would like to know if your compositional talk is interested in the concept of machine, or rather in the concept of, as we are in a conference about the internet, about the human-computer interaction. So this is the first question.
First of all, thank you to invite me to talk and to present, to hear music and talk about the music. Machine for in the Deleuzian acceptation is something that is operating. It produces something else than what? Than any of the parts it is constituted of. The machine is a disparate objects or terms which have nothing to do together. Or it will, because it is machinic. There is a possibility to link them. So at the beginning, they are not linked. It's, for instance, this and this and what? And the ground,
yeah.
But they are coming from elsewhere, all different. And the fact that this can become to be operating, it's not, of course, coming from nowhere. It's because there is an idea. An idea is operating the links and is giving a machinic production. It's very different from structure. A structure is given from former given rules, So you have a category of classes, orders, and it's supposed to have these functionalities and to fit. But machinism is not coming from order, it's coming from disorder. It's a kind of pose in disorder. It's an equilibrium.
So what is your opinion about the composers who tried instead of find a new order, for example, with a new series, Schoenberg, or with the pan-serialism, Messiaen, or with structures, Boulez or Stockhausen?
Well, I think that everyone, anyone can do what he wants with old or new or ancient means. The thing is how it touches us and or how he's compelled to do the thing. Is it a repetition? Is it something that is a kind of, I don't know how to say, or is it an experiment that brings a kind of discovering of something, or is it to do it again? Then here is the difference. So I don't have nothing to say about how other work, in fact. I would say. That I am more interested in processing, process close to machines, in fact, to bring the process of the word new is not even obliged to be new. What is new is that you don't feel like repeating what you already know.
Yeah.
But this can be also done with old things. It doesn't have to be never done, but it has to be
I was thinking to the famous essay by Cornelius Cardew, Stockhausen Serves Imperialism, where he said that serialism is just a method of ordering things. So it's a sort of the composer becomes a sort of slave of the capital. And I think Deleuze...
Deleuze is very interested in series, in series also. But the series are rather hybridation. They are rather to make fragmented new continuities. It's not series that that are closed world. But it is a series more like in Baraké or Field, even if Baraké is very straight music. But it's kind of crazy idea, like Colon Nankaro, or it is very radical. And so it's interesting it's in itself, so that it brings a kind of space-time, yes. Yeah. That is recalling a new year. That's what it is. Is important
about space-time. The second key word is the word continuum by Deleuze, which is, quote, a placing in variation, not to be confused with the continuous or discontinuous of the variable itself. So Deleuze and Guattari refer in Mille Plateaux to music's capacity to partition its components, say time or space, for example, in continuous variation as a virtual cosmic continuum, quote. Do you agree with them?
You want to make me speak through Deleuze, but I bring a lot of information about continuum to Deleuze.
I know, because you, for example,
and you. Yes, in music, Vyshnegradsky is one of the thinker.
You knew about him thanks to your knowledge, no?
The idea, the meaning of continuum is anyway in philosophy it does exist since
the origin.
Antiquity. Yeah. But of course it changes, and the special field of music compelled interest, Deleuze interest, for how music do his own specific paradoxal possibility to give, to hear something that learn us something about a possibility, something about, oh, like this, it can be. And it's true that Deleuze was really interested in matters of how to deal with opposite components like strié, smooth, and striated, which is continuous and discontinuous, and how, in fact, it is all the time crossing, and it's all the time interleaving. Yeah. And what can I say? Continuity can be, continuum can be taken as a kind of a immanent, if I don't like to say that too quickly, because it's a very complicated fact. But like acoustic multiplicity, like just now, we hear motors.
Yeah.
But if we hear well, outside, and voice. So hearing is not like eyes, because I can only see what is in front of me, but I can hear what I don't see, and my ear can go far in different dimension, not too far. But ear is not doomed, is not squared, cadré, squared by the unity of time and space. So you have that phenomenon, and sound is not a material. It's depending on everything that is present. Of course, reflection, and here cars, big events. So in this continuity of everything, one has to be somewhere, an ear, a subjective point of observation, like to be an ear, and he has to catch signs to make them become expressive, or to make them having some weight of interest. And so there start another continuity. It's mine. It's a subjective continuity that I will listen to what you are going to answer me, and I can also not take care of the voice behind me.
Yeah, and that's the reason why you maybe called the piece you co-wrote with Deborah Cowcenter, because Cowcatcher, sorry, because are you a Cowcenter? This is the question. Cause
Hunter, but Katja
in musical style, but it's I don't know.
It was a trick.
It's just a trick of language.
Yes, okay. Yes. First it was shift process, but it's a little dry. And as we built this piece from a cello that is completely transformed at the beginning, because the four strings are on the same frequency, with very little differences. She will make you hear before. Yes.
Yeah.
And so it's a kind of strongly deconstructed, you say that in English, instrument. You cannot play many things, and you cannot play nothing on that. And all the les repères, all the les repères de jeu, the use of playing are kind of disappearing, and you have to build. you have to build again something. So you have to make this continuity that will be half choice and also to an adaptation of the given proposals. So I know we are in a context about the web, and I think that the music we look for is kind of dealing with duration, yeah, and in a time which is the time is not anymore metric. We have no metric time, but we have a matrix of states, in fact, of states of gesture,
yeah,
gesture states. And the process that we built together, because we really worked that in very close collaboration, because it's impossible to imagine for a composer like me what can be done with such lost repère, lost landscape, topophony. And also I think that to build an idea together is a kind of a way of working that also is not anymore separate, specialized position. In between us, there is listening. How we listen?
Yeah.
What do we listen? So what do we take as important for us? And this can be built together. And
if you
with
want,
Natalie,
just
we are starting
to add some words about the plea. The piece you are still working on
with Natalie.
Yeah.
Yes, we are starting to. It's more recent.
Yeah.
So we start from a piece that from another piece. We start from a piece that is a gesture, not matrix, but written space. It's not frequency. It's not notes. It's not any more modes, but it's speeds and speeds and. Des plans, comment on dit des plans?
Durations,
non, des plans. Hein? Level, yes, level.
Levels or layers.
Layers.
Yeah.
Thank you. So it's a work on speeds and layers,
layers
and
yeah,
the mutation for the onde Martenot.
Yeah.
And I think we are going to little by little come to. Also a matrix work, and the instrument she's playing, you can give a few sound, is not tempered either. So in fact with both instruments we are out of metric and we are out of tempered. We are untempered instrument and we are in a non-metric time. So tu veux faire écouter juste un peu de son.
Glissando.
Mais je peux pas. J'ai besoin d'un. Non, bah je vais jouer. So it's a very big. So this is really the first material we have. And we work on this, and then we can put in dynamics, different kind of touch, and so on, and different kind of also resonance, timbre, on that giant glissando. And then we have this keyboard you see, but I don't use it really, only on one part, yes, but it's not really used like a keyboard. But it's also coming from that glissando, so you can move that keyboard. So we are not at all fixed.
Yeah.
We are perhaps the instrument of, comme on dit, la fuite, la glissade, le glissando.
And it's considered the grandfather of the electronic music by the organologist, and there is a big deal about the theremin and the Martenot hair. So who is from the part of theremin and who's from the part of Martenot? It's also a war between Russia and France, I think. So we can start if you want to add something.
No, but I would like to ask you a question.
Yeah, please.
Because I have a little idea of what we can say about the link we can do, we propose between hearing these instruments and the subject of the conference. Yeah. But you, how do you think it?
I have a strong idea about the composer's issues, composer's duties today. The composer today has to do, I think, as a philosopher of music and not as a musicologist, has to do or to front again the white page. And it's very difficult today after John Cage, after Morton Feldman, after composers like that. Or he has to face another tool, which is the laptop. So, of course, there is a third way, and your works, for example, for me is an extraordinary example of a third way, or the Fausto Romitelli's work is another extraordinary example of a third way, because he was a brilliant composer, a wonderful writer, but he listened to everything, to other kind of music, to other kind of genres, and he was able to saturate the espace sonore, to quote Gérard Griset, with other material. So in the time of the web, I really don't know what I would do if I if I was a composer. It's an art, maybe harder than the philosopher. I often have discussion with composers, and we often say, is much difficult to be a philosopher or a composer today?
I wanted to put that these way of playing we are going to hear are at the same time very precise. There is a search of precision, but the precision is not at the same place as I would say, a mechanical context of thinking and doing. We are more close to surf, or dealing with a kind of flow and speeds, and how to deal with a change that takes its time at the same and is in a given time. It's a time which is the time of producing. It's not the time of regulating. Mm. The regulation is not on the matter of control. The control is the control of variables. Can I say variables in English? Yes. Yeah. And so it's maybe another way of having music together.
So what do you think about the internet? Do you think it will force the composer's work in the future, or about the laptop?
Well, the thing is always think how we have to remain in a subjective strength, and the fact is that we are all the time discovering how to find. Mm. We have, but there is also, as for everything, two sides, at least two, many much more than two. And the other one is standardization, homogenization of everything, and a kind of possibility of a big universe regulating. And we know that the strength for the moment of the web is against this possible.
Yeah, yeah.
This we are in a good moment, I think, for the the web.
Thank you again.
Mm-hmm.